Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness.
We host the Holderness Family Podcast every Tuesday.
You may know us from the silly videos that we make online.
Or a book about marriage called Everybody Fights.
Or as winners of season 33 of The Amazing Race.
Still can't believe that happened. Yeah. Listen, we do a lot of stuff, but our podcast is our most favorite thing.
Yeah, because every week we get to sit down face to face, talk to each other about marriage, family, mental health, or just anything that we want to know more about.
Sometimes we have expert interviews, sometimes it's just us, but our goal is to bring some joy and laughter and to your life every week.
Our other goal is that maybe you will learn something as well.
Right. So search the Holderness Family Podcast and check out our most recent episodes. We have one about staying organized with creators of the Home Edit.
And one about being diagnosed with ADHD as an adult.
We hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is the Cinemile, the podcast where we used to walk home from the movies and now we stay at home for the movies.
And we send desperate tweets out asking people to recommend movies for us. So thank you. People who recommended, is it, what's it called? The Vast of Night? Nick Mortimer, Bradley Holiday and Billy, one of our loyal patrons, recommended this on Twitter. So guys, it's your fault if we don't like it.
Oh, that's where you're going with it. And we're also joined by guest mother / mother-in-law, Linda.
Hi.
And we're in your house to watch The Vast of Night. Now, I don't know what this is. I don't know anything about it. I've never heard of it before. I don't know who's in it. I don't know anything except that there's this freeze frame of some buildings and it's an hour and 30 minutes long. And I don't want to know anything.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Let's make this short.
He doesn't want to know anything. I tried to look it up a few minutes ago. He doesn't want to know anything. So I'll just have to...
I want to be surprised.
Okay. Do you want to cover
and
your
elated but in equal measure?
Do you
want to
know
measure?
Why I picked this movie? Because lots of people recommended The Old Guard on Netflix as well.
Oh, is that the Charlize Theron thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The core difference is that this movie's 90 minutes and that movie's 2 hours.
That influenced your choice?
This is 100%.
No surprise.
I like Charlize Theron. I might watch that movie. Like,
can I tell you what genre this is at least?
No.
Okay. I'm going to guess the genre.
No, don't guess because you read the
you
synopsis.
You can guess. Oh, no, you've read the synopsis. I don't want to know a thing. I just want us all to sit here in silence for this podcast intro.
And Mom, thank you. I don't want to miss a thing.
Mom, thank you. We haven't had you on the podcast in ages.
It's been so long.
On the movie podcast. She's been on the TV Patreon podcast.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice to be back.
Yeah, we're in Ireland.
When was the last time you were on?
I'm going to say 3 billboards. Could it be that long?
Was it that long ago?
No. Could it be?
Well, good segue.
Meghan Markle on the couch?
Oh, that was ages ago.
When Harry met Meli.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I think you guys having children has impacted my capacity to guest slot because I'm usually...
We hadn't really considered that when we decided to have children.
I know.
Then just the kind of global pandemic got in the way. I think.
Oh,
that's actually in my favour because you have to sit here on my couch watching it. But anyway, it's nice to be back. And I love the podcast, so I would listen to you anyway. And it's an even bonus now. Listen to myself.
And go on.
You didn't say it exactly like I wrote, but that was pretty good.
And thanks everyone
for recommending. Do I still get my fiver?
Thanks everyone for recommending it. I'm really excited by this one from what I've seen, but no, I won't tell Dave what it's about or he'll get very upset with me.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
It's about vampires.
No.
Good guess.
Who,
guess the genre.
It's about, the genre?
Yeah.
Fantasy.
Close.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi?
Yeah.
I like the sci-fis.
I know, we love sci-fi, so this is good.
Science and fiction together, at last.
Let's go.
All right.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
718 here at WOTW. We got a sound we'd like to play that seems to be bouncing around the valley tonight.
Yes, I have a story that might be helpful.
I can tell you what's going on.
The sound we heard out in the desert, it was coming from thousands of feet higher than anything could fly.
They've come here before. They've liked this place. They always have.
It is 7:45 p.m. and we may have something that'll need some
control. What? Yeah, we followed it from Cold Canyon.
Bang! Who's that?
It's Everett.
Stop smiling.
What's he doing here?
He's helping me. Stop smiling.
Get in. It's outside of town. Come on, come on, come on. Bang, come on.
Something's up there now. talking. And they don't stay for long.
Hi, we're back. We watched The Vast of Night into the night.
It was vastly.
Vastly. And here we are, staring into the abyss.
Can you hear the dishwasher?
Yes.
Awesome. It's That's the loud. Dishwasher. Mom, tell us what the movie's about, with no spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it, and then tell us if you liked it or not.
I just think the dishwasher noises was a good segue.
Yeah.
Because this movie is about two young people.
Washing dishes.
Indiscriminate age, not washing dishes. I'd say under 20, both of them, who've got these like part-time, these jobs at night. So they're on their own at night in their respective jobs while the whole town is at a basketball match, and they hear these sounds. Now, they wouldn't have had dishwashers then, so it could have sounded like that, but it's a frequency, a high-frequency sound that's coming over the radio, and it leads them on an adventure to discover what's going on, and they meet some people who have stories about unexplained sounds from the past, and it leads them into, no spoilers, but it ends up with them discovering the source of the sound as they move gracefully into some unknown future. Do you know, I was absolutely enthralled by it, mostly because it's set in the 50s and it actually felt like it was made in the 50s. I never saw a 50s movie that looked so much like it was made in the 50s, even though it was made last year, I guess.
You've never seen Grease?
It didn't. Stop.
It was made in 2016, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but they had this beautiful way of introducing it where you saw it playing out on a small black and white 50s TV. So
yeah.
I did. I mean, it was really interesting camera work. The whole thing seemed to be shot as if there was a camera on a dog. It was shot so low.
Yeah, it's
low
so
down.
Low. It's really interesting.
Really low. And the camera just kept moving. So it looked, I know you said, we talked about it, there were breaks in scenes, but it almost looked like a continuous shot, a lot of it, like that war movie claimed to be. Yeah, but this one looked like it was just one dog running around filming.
It's becoming, I think every movie is a one shot pony now.
But this was before 1917.
Didn't this just come out?
It was made in 2016.
Oh, was it? Kathy's done some research.
1917 ripped this movie right off.
But I think the low camera angle was a point of difference. I don't think I've ever seen, I've never felt so low down as a viewer.
I felt like it had been strapped to a buggy.
Yeah, or a dog.
Yeah. A very steady...
A dog in a buggy. I think that's actually how they did it. It's a behind-the-scenes
There was a baby in it. No spoilers. Yeah. Maybe the baby was doing the filming.
They strapped a GoPro on the baby's head, put a saddle on a dog, and then said, action!
Mom, I like that you called it a basketball match.
Oh, what was
that's
it?
What
it's a game.
It's a game. Oh, it's match Irish.
Yeah.
Is it?
Basketball match.
But you could say match. Match is British as well. Match of the day.
Okay, fine. Anyway,
we can't claim that.
Dave,
one.
What did you think
we
of the movie?
We can claim anything we like.
Yeah. It's ours. Hands off, Britain. We own matches.
We own matches.
We also own the things that start fires. I thought it was really interesting, unique. It felt really like it's slow and engrossing at the beginning. It's very naturalistic. It's just a lot of people having conversations, often over each other. Although the low down camera angle, and which often follows people while they're walking at the beginning, made it very difficult to understand what they were saying, and they all had accents. So it was a movie.
It was behind them.
Yeah.
So it was like, imagine it's just filming like their arses, basically, and we had to put on the subtitles.
Yeah,
because,
that's very Irish.
Yeah, arses. Between their accents and the fact that we couldn't see their lips moving.
Between their accents and their arses.
Yes. We had to put on the subtitles. We had subtitles on for like at least the first 20 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, I'd say half of it.
I actually felt myself like I sounded like so old. I just went, I have no idea what they're talking about or what's happening. And as soon as we put the subtitles on, that fixed it.
Well,
so
also there's a lot of 50s lingo in here, which I liked. Like the radio guy Everett talks about, like, now you're baking biscuits and things like this. Just drops in all this. Like, I think it feels like a film with, I agree with you. It's like, it really did feel like in the 50s. And it felt like this was filled with little details. Authentic details from that time, particularly around technology and the audio. Like, there's a real love for the craft of radio and the tapes, and I really admire that the actor that played Everett like was doing all that stuff. Like we watch him like putting these reels on Jake Horowitz's
at
name.
Speed.
Yeah, at
yeah,
speed.
Reel to reel tapes.
So I felt like there was
and the actress was really doing a switchboard.
Yes, exactly. Like and now she could have been putting the things in anywhere, I guess. But like but she felt like I believed that she knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of sort of physical acting involved in both of their roles, and they were both really excellent, and the conversations good. Are very naturalistic. Like there's people talking at one stage, there's four people talking at the same time,
which is where the subtitles came right in handy.
Yeah and so I liked it. It's intriguing. It's a slow build. It's kind of slowly creepy. There's a lot of interesting camera work. The framing device is really interesting with the as you said, the 50s sort of Outer Limits Twilight Zone thing, which is fun. It felt like just a real love letter to old sci-fi and a particular genre of sci-fi. So yeah, I think it was really, really good overall. In the end, it kind of left me a bit sort of shruggy, I'll be honest. I don't think the conclusion was...
Is that what you were doing? Shrugging.
I was shrugging, yeah.
Shruggy Dave.
Shruggy Dave. I was shrugging it off. But so it didn't. I would say like I was enjoying it while it was happening, but it didn't really leave a lasting impact on me.
I would say exactly the same. I really enjoyed it. There was a lot that was nice, but it made no difference to my life. I didn't.
No, I'm not going to think about this again.
No, but and I don't mean that joke. Like a lot of things I do watch, and we've been watching while you've been here a couple of TV shows that are thought provoking, mm-hmm. raising questions and cause for conversation, and this was just pleasant. Now, what I did find interesting, what made it so 50s, each of the characters had really long monologues. Like the lady at the end, they went to some lady's house who had some insight into the whole source of the electronic noises. She must have spoken uninterrupted for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And also there was a guy, Henry Harry, on radio.
Billy.
Who's Billy. Billy. He spoke uninterrupted for probably 10 minutes. So it had that whole sense of unhurriedness that movies from the 50s had. Remember, they were long.
Yeah.
There was no sense of hurry. The scenes didn't change quickly. It had all of that. So it was well done, and I enjoyed it.
And it takes its time, this movie. I liked that about it.
And yet it was only 90 minutes, and got everything done.
Although, one last thing. What's interesting about what you're describing, these long takes and this very slow dialogue, that... style of filmmaking only exists when we're in the actual the actual world. When we're watching it through the lens of the TV screen, you get fast cuts and hard edits.
Oh, this is true.
And there's no movement. So they actually filmed it in two different styles, which I thought was really interesting.
This is really interesting. Yeah. I hadn't noticed that.
So it's more like an old TV show with like little. There's no style in the in the 4x3 bit. Anyway, Kathy, what about you? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I really liked it as well. I'm really glad you guys recommended it. Thank you. I think it was like a long enough 90 minutes. I think I'm glad that it was only that long. Like it felt long, a bit longer than that. Now, partially because when we don't go to the cinema and we watch movies at home, without fail, our six-month-old baby will wake up crying in the middle of the movie and we have to go and settle him and come down again. So it's an absolute killer. So Mom, in that sense, as much as we loved watching the movie with you, it would have been much easier if we were in the cinema and you were at home with the crying baby. But no, I thought it was really good. It's a first time, he's a first time director who also wrote it and self-financed it. So that's pretty cool. And it was rejected from 18 film festivals before it got accepted in the Slam Dance Film Festival, which I don't know where it won Best Narrative Feature Audience Award. And it's hugely, like, everyone really likes it. It does really well, like, on Rotten Tomatoes and stuff. I really liked the setting. It's funny because it's a setting we've seen before, like, this sort of sci-fi in the 50s. But I think they did it in a really interesting way. And I really liked the two main characters. And I obviously like stuff set around radios because we do a podcast. And I thought the acting was all really good. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. But at the start, I think it is genuinely hard to follow and you need to give it a bit of a go. For the first couple of minutes, and I think we should go to spoilers. What do you guys think? Because it is a mystery, so it'll be fun to talk about the mystery.
Okay, spoilers now for The Vast of Night.
And for anyone who missed us saying it in the intro, it's on Amazon Prime. They picked it up, so like it's an exclusive on Amazon Prime, which is cool. Amazon Prime are doing more good stuff now. They're kind of gathering up their inventory a bit, you know what I mean? For a long time they weren't really the place you'd go to looking for stuff.
It still does. This wouldn't be like, this isn't a subscription driver, is it though?
No,
like,
but it makes me feel good about her subscription, which yeah, mostly at the time I don't feel good about my Amazon subscription, yeah. So it made
me
happy.
Feel guilty about
yeah,
it.
Same. Between this and Little Fires Everywhere, which we watched last month, very pleased with my Amazon subscription right now.
Right, so spoilers, full spoilers now. What about how? So get away now with your headphones, will you? Head off to the match. Aliens.
I was wondering where you were going with
Let's
this.
Let's talk about the aliens.
Shruggy. Yeah, in the end, the noise is communication from aliens. And
but like, so obvious though, did you?
Well, it was so obvious to us from the very beginning because they were talking about lights in the sky and we've seen all the subsequent movies, but it really captured it. It wasn't obvious to them in the 50s who maybe had the word, by the way, the word alien was never mentioned.
Yeah, I liked that.
It was other, it was people, no, it
people
was lights,
in the
people
them
in
the
sky,
sky,
those people up there. But in the end, it was a full on, full modern
classic
day,
flying
classic
saucer.
Flying saucer, but like very exciting.
It felt really exciting at the end when they were in the woods looking up at this, what looked like a wonderful, it was a really well done alien ship. We felt their awe, didn't we? Because you're right, we've seen it in a million movies. If we saw one in real life, we probably wouldn't even be that impressed now. Like, but they were just, I really liked, and we didn't talk about the ending at all until now because we like to save our discussions for the podcast, but I presume we're all on the same boat in that those, they were beamed up and disappeared.
Yeah.
And just left behind their footprints.
Yeah, 100%.
They disappeared.
The footprints thing. Yeah.
So everyone in the town's going to know now because they did all the radio broadcast and then they just disappeared.
But no, but the word, I don't think the word ship or alien was mentioned on the broadcast.
Yeah, that was just a weird noise.
Oh, and their tape recorder was kind of burnt at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was fried, so nobody knows. That's what it was left with me. It's another mystery, like the woman's son.
Yeah.
She knew what was going on, but she'd no evidence.
And nobody
would believe
them.
They should have brought her with them and she could have met her son.
And nobody believed them.
Yeah. I felt bad for her, and she's the woman you're talking about who had the long monologue, and to the point where I thought it nearly felt even like she was quite a hammy actress, but it felt true to the film. Like, she was very intent, but also they thought she was a bit mad, so it kind of worked. Oh yeah, I really enjoyed those scenes with her as well. And then they just got up and left, and you're like, no, because we know she's telling the truth, we believe her.
Another piece I liked, and I guess it's not really a spoiler, but we had two young stars, protagonists, male, female, both under 20, maybe aged 18. Was that kind of the implication? 18, 19?
They said she was 16.
She's 16.
Oh, 16.
He's a
he might have been 18.
Older,
okay. But there was no messing around with anything romantic. It was all quite innocent. He walked her home or
he
walked
her to
work.
He was more of a mentor figure, if anything.
Yeah, but he wasn't that much older. They introduced each other as friends. They were friends.
Yeah.
And there was no even hint at it crossing anything. It was all quite nice and quite innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And she took him very literally, like even that thing, burning biscuits, was it? Or what did
Baking
he say?
Baking
biscuits. She thought he was talking about biscuits. It was all very sweet and innocent.
Fun fact, actually. That's what I say to Kathy every time we do this just before we hit record. I said, let's bake some biscuits, baby.
Oh, and the other
and she
reason...
she runs to the kitchen.
The reason we couldn't understand them at the start was because he was talking with a cigarette in his mouth the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really funny. He's like, everyone puts a cigarette in their mouth when they're recording audio. And I thought...
Yeah.
God, I don't know if I ever...
Yeah, we're smoking right now.
Well,
we smoke for every podcast.
Very discreet. But yeah, it's funny because, you know, now you wouldn't make any noise when you're recording. Like, you can't be eating or anything like that. As I often have to tell Dave, who, like, tries to eat while we're recording a podcast.
I just took a sip of my beer. Then.
Beer's okay. But yeah, I think it's really, like, I really love... I think it's a sweet little movie.
Yeah. I honestly don't think there's much to say.
No.
Except that it's enjoyable. It's different. I think that's maybe why it's getting good reviews. It's different. You feel like you're watching something a little bit unique, a little bit new. Unknown actors, unknown writers, directors.
It's definitely good for these kind of movies on lockdown.
It's a calling card movie.
It is a calling card.
That's what it is.
And I don't know whether that dog, that cameraman dog, got any credit for it.
That's
a director and cinematographer.
But do you think, like, I think, being honest, and I know it did well in that film festival last year, but being honest, if it wasn't for lockdown, and if really at the moment Tenet and all these huge movies were out, because this came out in May, I think, if there was a lot of big summer blockbusters out now...
You'd have been in the cinema and I'd have been... on the couch.
I just think a lot of people might have missed it, so I'm happy for them. It's like that other movie we watched on Netflix, Amazon, that we really enjoyed, which was Dating Amber. Similarly, I'm glad that they're getting a lot more recognition because of lockdown and people are at home watching this stuff. So that's one positive to the pandemic.
I wonder, and I know we're talking things Irish and lockdown, like can we give a shout out to the Irish show Normal People?
Mm-hmm.
That's like really taken the world by storm. And I wonder If it hadn't been for everybody just sitting in on lockdown, would it even have been seen around the world?
Well, I remember BBC made it as well. I think you're right in that it wouldn't have been so big. Much like Tiger King, which we wouldn't have all got completely obsessed over for a week. Mm. Or like, what were the other shows we got obsessed with? What was the one with the pods, the dating one?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, we were obsessed.
That was before lockdown.
It was, yeah, but it peaked right at the beginning of lockdown in terms of everyone talking about it. It's like lockdown's done this thing for viewing that everyone has lamented for years, that outside of sports and news, people aren't collectively watching, you know, live TV anymore.
Like Eurovision.
Yeah,
which,
those
like,
big events.
We used to all, everybody, yeah. The whole world would sit, well, the whole Europe would sit down and watch Eurovision.
And now it's like, everyone, okay, well, we weren't all exactly watching Tiger King or Love is Blind or whatever at the same time, or normal people, but we were all watching it within a couple of days of each other, and there's a global conversation, which has been quite cool. So I think, yeah, there's some upside, and I'm delighted for these guys that they're doing so well. Yeah, he self-financed it and directed it, but then he wrote it under a pseudonym. I don't know why. So his name is on the directing name, but
he's
wrote
just
the script
to have his name all over.
Yeah. It's pretty weird. But no, I really enjoyed it. And thank you so much, Mom, for coming on the podcast.
Yeah,
thanks, Linda.
Hopefully we'll have you again before the year is out.
Oh yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Maybe even in the cinema, we'll see.
Yeah.
And thanks everyone for listening. You can message us about The Vast of Night or whatever at The Cinemile on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, thecinemile@gmail.com. Or that's it. Or just shout out the window, and if you're near us, we'll hear it.
Yeah, and if you really want to support us, it costs you absolutely nothing and takes you all of 10 seconds. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review, rate, and subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. And you know what? Recommend it to a friend if you like it. We'd appreciate that too.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And if you want to go one step further and support the podcast, you can subscribe to our Patreon feed. It's a whole other bonus podcast where we do retro movies and TV shows.
Fun TV shows.
Fun
all
TV
the stuff.
Mom's been on twice this month.
We did The Sinner and Twin Peaks with you very recently.
Did we do Snowpiercer?
No, we didn't do that. Okay. But we've been watching it.
But we should do Snowpiercer.
And we just watched In Bruges. So all those episodes are up there now. It's at patreon.com/thecinemile. Head over there if that interests you.
Well, it's a good subscription. I even subscribe to that to hear myself. That's how
Yeah, you don't get it for free.
I get nothing for free. I was one of the first subscribers. I love
you.
It.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
Dave's mom was subscribed to us and then she unsubscribed.
Counted on the vodka.
I admire her courage.
she silently left the Patreon, never to return again.
Thankfully, she'll never want to listen to The Vast of Night spoilers. So she'll never hear this.
I'm sharing it with her.
Oh. And we need to go because we have to get up at 5:30 tomorrow morning to get on a ferry to Ireland. I mean, to England. We're in Ireland. Yes. Very exciting. Right, goodbye everyone.
But that's another thing. Can I just shout out for fairies? Fairies are coming back into
fashion.
Shout
out for fairies. shout out to the fairies.
Shout out
to my boys in Stenaline.
So fairy, cross the Mersey. That was a big hit for, I'm sure it was Wings.
Was it back in the 50s?
Back in the 70s. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. That's
so shout out to fairies.
Shout out to Mary.
Any other mass transportation service you'd like to shout out?
Shout out to Mom, who made us load of masks to wear on said fairies.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and go to our Patreon for the chance to win one of Linda's masks.
Yeah, she makes 3-ply masks.
Ultra cool.
Details
3-ply
in the
reusable masks with Indian fabric.
Authentic Indian, 100% cotton soft.
Yeah. We wear them. They look good. We look good. We're very
them around the house.
I love my mask.
Yeah. I was wearing mine earlier with sunglasses and I was like, I could just rob a bank now. No one would recognise me. And then I robbed a bank.
Awesome.
I know. That's why we're getting the whole ferry to ourselves tomorrow morning at 5:30. I rented the whole ferry out for us. It's a treat.
Right. Okay. This will stop.
Bye.
Number please, sorry for the wait. Number please. Okay, I'll connect you. I'm not sure. No, you're the first one to... Yes, we'll let them know. Thank you. Number, please. Yes, we're notifying Highway Patrol. We'll relay any news to you. Thank you. Thank you. Number, please. Sorry for the wait.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
What do you do when no one else is watching? What do you do that makes you happy for no reason at all? What are you obsessed with? I'm Leslie Arfin, and I'm a writer, but I'm also a dancer, a painter, a vapor, a dollhouse enthusiast, and basically just an overall hobbyist. My podcast, Filling the Void, is all about what other people are fanatically into. We talk about hobbies, even if you don't have one.
Listen to Filling the Void on Tuesdays on the Irios Network, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.